持咒生修嫉妒纷争违反妄疑病啊坏了心俗失丧真理之人的争争，他们以敬虔为德，为了能入。然而敬虔加上嫉妒的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世界上，也没有带什么去，只要有衣有食只有这样知足。但那些想要发财的人就行在离佛落在网罗和许多无是有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋贪财就被印由遗留增大，用许多愁苦把自己愁苦了。
我们祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们感谢你，你的恩典也带到我们在这个地方能够敬拜又真又活的神啊，求你帮助我们今天借着你宝贵的话语，让我们真是能够在我们的人生当中能够按照神你的旨意顺从并服侍你。我们这样祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿们。请坐。 Please be seated. Once again, today our topic is on contentment.
今天的主题是知足。
And I find it interesting that towards the end of this letter to Timothy, Paul emphasized money and contentment.
我觉得很有趣的是在这一章最后的这一段，他居然把提到的钱也提到了知足。
And the reason I suspect is that in the church at Ephesus at the time, there were people who were not so content.
我估计当时在以弗所的教会应该是有不少信徒其实是并不知足的。
And Paul felt that it was important for him to encourage and give instruction to Timothy.
保罗也感觉到了这个话题的重要性，所以他愿意鼓励提摩太，并且给他一些相关的建议。
And we all have some kind of a mental picture of what a contented person should look like.
我们每个人的脑海里其实都对一个知足的人有一个图片上的一样概念。
Why don't we, you sit here, look around the people around you.
看看今天坐在你身边的人。
Do they look content?
他们对于你来说是一个知足的人吗？
Ask him, are you content?
如果你们彼此问一个问题，你们知足吗？对方会给你一个什么样的回答？
I imagine there are people here who are content, but by and large, if you are like me, you're probably not as content as you ought to be.
我想在我们在座的大家里面，大多数人都是会知足的，但是如果仔细去想的话，我觉得可能也是有些人是像我一样，并没有我们应该那么知足的知足。
Whether we are content or not says a lot about our church.
我们是否知足，其实也体现了在教会这个层面上。
It says a lot about our relationship to God and our relationship to one another.
也体现了在我们与神和我们与他人之间的关系上面。
But Paul said, be content.
但是保罗说要知足。
So this morning, we'll share about, what is contentment? What does it mean?
我们今天早上会讲知足的意义是什么？
Why is being content important?
为什么知足那么重要？
And what does a life of contentment look like?
知足的人生看起来是什么样的？
Being content is not a Chinese idea or American idea.
知足这个概念并不是只是一个中国人的意义或者是一个外国人的意义。
Neither is it anything new.
它也不是一个新的概念。
It's universal.
这其实是一个很统一，就不论你是哪个文化哪个民族都会有的一个概念。
在我们当中有没有人看过这个《道德经》的呢？
Has anyone here who ever read 道德经？
老子的有没有？
It's from 老子。
没有。You should read the teachings of a famous Chinese philosopher.
如果你没有读过《道德经》的话，其实你应该去看看老子他在这里面写了些什么。
他说：“故知足之足，常足矣。” Okay.
Basically, that verse just tells you that if you are content, you will be able to find peace with yourself and be happy.
It's about contentment.
这是有关于知足的一个句子。
And then the well-known Greek philosopher Socrates said, he who is not contented with what he has would not be contented with what he would like to have.
希腊的哲学家苏格拉底他也说过，若一个人对已有的不知足，那么也不会对将有的知足。
Tony Gaskins, a very famous modern life coach and also Oprah Winfrey's instructor, said to be content doesn't mean you don't desire more. It means you are thankful for what you have and be patient for what's to come.
Tony Gaskin 他是一个美国很出名的励志演讲学家，也是个作家。他就说，知足不代表说你想要更多的东西，而是说你要为你已有的感恩，并对将要来到的心存耐心。
But my favorite philosopher, Dr. Seuss.
但是牧师最喜欢的那个哲学家是 Dr. Seuss.
Just tell yourself, Ducky, you are really quite lucky.、Right?
小鸭，你要跟自己说，你是个非常幸运的鸭子。
That's pretty good. He actually said that.、Right. A lot of times, contentment is equated with happiness, at least in the English language.
很多时候在英文里面，知足或者满足这个词会跟快乐、开心这个词画上等号。
Yeah, but is it really the same thing?
但是如果你深层去想一想，这两个词是一样的吗？
I have $1,000,000 here.
牧师手上有一个，假如说这里有一个100万。
All right, so I'm going to give it to Isabel because
他给了我这个100万。
I like her. Now should Isabel be happy?
但你觉得我拿了这个100万，我是不是应该非常开心的
？Should she be happy?
我应该开心吗？
啊、she doesn't look very happy.
我应该是很开心的。
Now, listen, she should be happy unless she's insane, right?
按理论上来讲，我精神正常的话，我是非常开心的拿到这一百万。
But is she content?
但是我拿到这一百万，是代表我就会满足呢？
Should she be content?
我会不会满足呢？
Not necessarily.
不一定。
You could be happy for a while.
我可能拿到这个钱之后，我会高兴好一阵子。
But when she starts thinking, I want $2 million,
但是可能之后我就会想说，我想要200万
，or $10 million,
或者想要1000万
，or $1 billion,
想要上亿。
Then she's no longer happy.
那么无论我拿到多少钱，我都不会是满足的。
Because she is not content with what she has.
因为我连对100万我都不满足，怎么可能对上千万那些东西满足呢
？But Paul has a different concept of being content.
但使徒保罗他对满足有一个另外的一个意思。
And the children just let us, you know, sing a song from the same chapter, Philippians chapter 4.
刚刚小朋友们带我们唱了一个诗歌，那个诗歌其实是跟腓立比书四章是互相对应的。
And Paul basically was saying, I know what it means to have a lot, and I also know what it means to have a little.
腓立比书四章这里保罗就说 我知道手上有很多资源是怎么样的生活，我也过过那种手上没有资源的生活。
But I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation.
但是我也学会了无论是有多有少的那种生活，我都能在其中满足的秘诀。
Whether I'm fed well or I am going hungry, whether I'm living in plenty or in want, and he said this.
无论是饱足、饥饿、有余或者缺乏，
Even contentment comes from God.
甚至连满足这个东西其实都是从神而来的。
Because Paul said, in my circumstances, whether it's good or bad, plenty or lacking, I can do everything through Him, Christ, who gives me strength.
因为就在腓立比书四章这里十到十三节里面说的，无论是有余或者缺乏，随时随在。我都得了秘诀，靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Now, that's the difference between the contentment that Lao Tzu or Socrates talked about and the contentment that Paul understands.
所以保罗这里说的满足和刚刚苏格拉底啊、老子啊他们说的满足是不一样的。
Christian contentment is not man-centered or self-centered, but Christ-centered.
基督徒的满足是以神为中心的，而不是以人或者以自己为中心的。
And why is it important for Christians to be content?
为什么对于基督徒来说，知足是很重要的呢？
In the passage we read from 1 Timothy chapter 6, there are three points.
在我们开篇读提摩太前书六章的时候，我们就看到了有说到几点。
Being content keeps false teachers away.
如果知足的话，我们就不容易被假的老师欺骗。
Being content brings the greatest gain.
知足的话也能带来极大的利益。
And being content keeps you away from the money trap.
知足的话也能避免金钱的网罗。
But if you look at 1 Timothy,
但是如果你
很仔细, one of the major themes of Timothy is godliness.
如果你很仔细地去读提摩太前书的话，你就会发现提摩太前书还有一个很重要的主题，就是讲到了金钱。
And these should not be strange to you because we preached on these before.
这些概念对于你来说不应该是很陌生的，因为我们之前讲到的有提到。
If you go home and just do a simple word study on 金钱, on godliness, you will find.You know, what Paul was saying about godliness.
如果你回家，你去做一个词语的研究的话，你就发现提到金钱的都会提到这里幻灯片上面打出来的。
Remember, he said, "Pray for kings and those in authority for what? For so that we can live godly and holy, quiet, peaceful lives."
记得他说要为在位的祷告的时候，是要为了他们什么而祷告，让所有的信徒都能活出一个。
Godliness, brothers and sisters, is a manner of living.
金钱是一个生活的方式。
And remember, Paul said to the women in the church, not that you shouldn't look pretty, but don't spend a whole lot of time on it. Dress modestly.
他当时他在讲到说到教会的里面姐妹们的穿着上面，他没有说你要打扮的不好看，他只是说你在打扮上面你是要端庄的打扮。
Instead, you are to do good works because good works reflect that you worship God, that you live a godly life. 但是更重要的
是，你是要去做出善功，让你的善功体现出神在你身上做的功。
So godliness cannot be separated from how we treat other people.
所以金钱和我们怎么样对别人是联系的很紧密的。
But the one that really stands out is this third one, right in the middle of that letter that he said, godliness is a great mystery.
但是更重要的是他在中间他提到了一个很少有的概念，就是金钱也是一个伟大的奥秘。
A mystery in the Bible is not something that's, you know, very mysterious like we think of, you know, it's something that was hidden, but then God reveals it to us.
这里的奥秘不是说它里面的东西深不可测，而是说在这里面这个奥秘是有神他自己亲自的启示。
And Jesus Christ is the revelation of that mystery of godliness.
耶稣基督本身就是这个金钱的完全的启示。
And then Paul said you can achieve godliness by exercising, by practicing the spiritual disciplines.Reading the Bible, praying, fasting, meditating.
然后保罗也说了，敬虔也是有属灵的操练的。这些操练包括你去读你的圣经，去祷告，去禁食。
And we come back to today's passage.
然后今天我们回到了我们的这段经文。
What godliness is not?
今天讲到的是敬虔不是的哪一个部分
？Godliness is not for monetary gain.
敬虔不是为了财富上面的利益。
Anybody here in the 1980s?
在座的有没有在80年代看到过这则新闻的
？Jimmy Baker was a very famous pastor.
Jimmy Baker 他在80年代是一个非常美国非常出名的电视传道家。
He had a Christian program called PTL, Praise the Lord.
他有一个电视节目当时很火，叫赞美主。
He has a theme park that's only second or third to Disneyland.
他其实建了一个主题公园，那个主题公园其实很大，基本上有二分之一的迪士尼那么大。
And he began to sell membership to his Christian organization or church.
他开始就卖这个会员费，向他的那些会众们去要那个会员费。
For $1,000, he could become a member.
你交4000美金，你就可以成为一个会员。
How many people want to pay $1,000 to become a member of Beijing Chinese Christian Church?
有多少？今天有多少个人在座愿意给1000美金来成为我们的会员的
？But for the $1,000, you could get to stay for 3 days or something like that in this luxury hotel in the theme park that he built.
当时呢，就是如果你给你交这一千块钱会员费的话，你就可以在他那个主题公园的超豪华度假村里面住一个晚上。
And the money that he collected was supposed to, you know, go to build the even more hotels.
他收的那个会员费呢，其实当时的目的就是去建更多的这样子的主题公园度假村。
But it turned out, it was revealed that he put a lot of that money into his own pocket.
但最后就发现，原来他那个钱都是自己掏进腰包里面了。
He used godliness for gain.
他就用这样的金钱来换取金钱上的利益。
Look at the sad picture of him being hauled away after being found guilty of fraud.
你看一下这个左边这幅图，就是他被警察带走那个表情。
He was sentenced to 45 years in jail.
他最后的审判就是要在监狱里面待45年。
But by God's mercy, I think he only spent maybe less than 10 years.
但是神很怜悯他，最后他在监狱里面也待了不到十年。
He's still living.
他今天还其实还活着。
Still doing kind of the same thing in his own little ways.
他今天还是其实做的事情跟他以前做的很相像。
The headline in the Charlotte, North Carolina paper when he was found guilty.
但这个右边这个报纸的头条，就是他当时被发现是有罪的那个当地报纸的头条是这么打出来的。
And he said,I am going to keep my faith in God.
他上面头条上面他打出来，他说了一句话，他那句话说的就是，我会把我的信心放在主里面。
I am not the one to judge whether he is a born again Christian. Only God would know.
我今天没有这样子的资格去审判他，说他是不是一个已经重生的基督徒。这样的审判也只有神能够说。
So I hope that none of us will come to this church to practice religion in order to have monetary gain.
我只希望我们今天在座所有来到我们教会的每一位信徒们，你们不是今天来到这里，是希望你们金钱能够为你们带来金钱上的利益的。
Any economic students here?
在座有没有学经济的？
有没有？没有。No? Oh, man. Pi r, you know, equal TR minus TC, that's the get rich formula.
这个就是一个发财的公式 ，Moses 应该懂。
Moses would know, right? Pi is for P, profit equal total revenues minus total costs.
这个公式其实就是利润等于总收入减去总成本。
How do you get rich?
那你怎么样要变富有呢
？By maximizing your profits, right?
就是你的利润最大化嘛。
How do you maximize your profits?
那你怎么样最大化的去争取更多的利润呢
？You reduce your total cost.
你减低成本。
You maximize your total revenue.
收入最大化。
That's how you get the most profit.
这就是你怎么样把你的利润去最大化。
It's a very simple formula.
这其实是一个很简单的公式。
And people all over the world apply this formula each and every day.
全世界每一个人每一天其实都在操练这个公式。
Sometimes illegally.
有的时候是非法的。
In order to get rich.
因为他们这么做是为了能够让他们的利润更加的增值。
This is God's math.
但是神他有另外一个公式。
G plus C equal GG.
进钱加知足等于大利。
Not pi equal TR minus TC.
跟刚刚那个总成本、总收入、利润不一样。
Godliness, which I talked about just before, plus contentment, which I started the sermon with, equal great gain.
我刚刚提到的敬虔和我开篇提到的知足，两个加在一起等于很好的利润。
That's Paul. That's God's formula.
这是神给我们的一个数学公式。
For getting rich.
这是他给我们变富有的公式。
Philippians was written when Paul was in prison.
写腓立比书的时候呢，保罗他其实也在监狱里面。
To me, it was his letter of joy.
但是如果你读腓立比书的时候呢，我会觉得说他写这个书信的时候是一个充满了喜乐的书信。
One of my favorite letters of Paul is Ephesians.
但是我最喜欢的保罗的其中一个书信是以弗所书。
Because Pastor Ricky likes to be rich.
因为牧师其实很喜欢变得富有的。
That's why I became a pastor.
这就是为什么我成了一个牧师。
I want to be rich.
因为我想要成为一个富有的人。
Oh, that letter of Ephesians is a rich letter.
这一封以弗所书里面包含了很多的财富。
Because if you do a study of that letter, you will find Paul referring to riches.
因为如果你在很仔细的去看腓立比以弗所书的话，你就会发现他在里面罗列出了很多的财富。
In fact, if you look carefully through the letter, you'll see riches described in terms of the triune God whom we worship.
他其中这里的财富指的是我们三位一体敬拜的神。
You could go home and by the way, if you want my outline PowerPoint, put a note in the offering box.
如果你想要牧师他讲到的这些
yeah,
他这些幻灯片的话
I'll be glad to email it to you.
他会发给你，你只要把那个、你只要写一个纸条扔到奉献箱里面说就好。
It only encourages you to look at Ephesians on your own.
因为牧师想要鼓励大家去看以弗所书。
Paul says, God's mercy and grace are the riches from the Father.
保罗说神神的恩典神的怜悯和恩惠是来自于父神的财富。
Paul says, there is an unsearchable riches in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗也说在基督在深不在耶稣基督的福音是深不可测的财富。
And Paul says there are riches in having fellowship like you and I are doing through the Holy Spirit.
保罗也说，弟兄姐妹们在圣灵里面的相交也是一个很大的财富。
Get rich.
想要变得有钱吗？
Godliness plus contentment equals great.
你想要变得富有的话就记住神的这个公式金钱加知足等于大力
So we now come to the third point of why contentment is important
我们现在来看第三部分讲到为什么知足这么重要
this is that part of 1 Timothy chapter 6 that every Christian you know, understand, knows
其实这里讲的 这个经文呢每一个基督徒都知道
They know it so well that, you know, when Paul says love of money is the root of evils, they know it so well that they ignore it.
在这里保罗说贪财是万恶之源，因为这个东西大家都知道，太知道了，所以经常大家看的时候都是一晃而过。
But if you go back and have a picture of what Paul was trying to describe,
如果你在这其中你能够以一个图片这样的形式去看的话
，A person who loves money would be like this.You know, boar, this pig here, wild pig.
你就会知道，一个贪财人，他就像这个幻灯片上面那只野猪一样。
He is trapped between the pond and the fish's dogs.
他在这里是被困在这个水潭和猎狗之间的。
And the hunter on the horse comes and pierces him with the spear.
在马上面的猎人直接就用长矛把这个野猪给
That is the picture that Paul is trying to give us when we love money for money's sake.
这就是保罗想要给我们写出来的贪财的可怕真实的下场。
Of all the wonderful human inventions, I think the mouse trap is one of the most creative, ingenious of inventions.
我觉得人类最天才的发明之一就是捕鼠夹。
Paul is warning about falling into the money trap.
保罗是在警告我们不要去堕入钱财的网罗。
I don't know how much money is there.
我不知道这上面这一沓钱有多厚。
Would you go and try to get the money out?
你会想要把那个钱拿出来吗
？What happens if you're not careful?
如果你不小心的话会怎么样
？Kapow!
你的手指就会被剪断了。
Yeah. Now, mice are smarter than people.
你知道吗？老鼠其实有的时候比人聪明。
You know, I've heard, and I put a little bit of cheese on the mouse trap.
如果你把
money wouldn't attract them.
因为你我会把一些小奶酪块放在那个捕鼠夹上面，我不会放钱，因为老鼠不喜欢钱。
And then the next day, the cheese was gone.
但你经常会发现，你放在那个上面的奶酪呢，都会没了，但是老鼠也没在上面。
No mouse, as Isabel said. What happened?
为什么呢
？Oh, this mouse, my, you know, very smart. They nibble.
因为老鼠很聪明，它不是一大块的把那个奶酪抽出来，它是一点一点的一点的吃掉。
And he was able to, you know, take the cheese away and not be, you know, killed.
老鼠他们能够把那个奶酪一点一点的吃掉，然后还不给那个捕鼠夹给压到。
People who love money are the same way.
其实有的时候贪财的人，他们就跟这个老鼠一样。
You know, they're very careful. They could get away with it for a while.
他们会很小心，他们刚开始可能一直都很幸运，不会被抓到。
But the problem is, I gave Isabel that $1 million. Is that person is not content?
但是如果他长期这么做的话，他也不会满足。
I always get my mouse.
我抓老鼠还挺在行的，总是会抓到。
I just put more cheese on it.
我每次都会放很多的奶酪在上面。
Bigger piece so that he has to really work at pulling it off.
我每次都会一次一次的把那个奶酪的那个分量增加，那么这个老鼠它每次就要花更大的力气去偷这个奶酪。
One day, kapow, I got him.
然后终有一天，这个老鼠会落到这个网络里面。
We who love money, we could get away with it for a while.
贪财的人呢，他刚开始可能能够幸运的不被抓到。
But one day,
不投到这个网络里面，但是终有一天。
We meet with the same end as my little mice.
他就会像老鼠一样被那块很大的奶酪给吐掉。
We'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
也终有一天，我们每个人都要在神的审判面、神的宝座面前接受审判。
What did you do with all your money?
你今天拿你的钱都去干嘛了？
Remember Jesus' parable of the rich fool.
大家还记得那个无知的财主的比喻吗？
Oh, I got so much grain, I don't even know where to store it. I got to build more storehouses.
他在里面这个财主他就说啊，我有好多的田产，我要怎么办呢？
He would be sitting in his office, you know, at his,
他就说我要建更多的仓库来放田产。
His feet upon his desk,
然后可能就像这个图画一样，很自大的坐在那里。
Counting the money, smoking a cigar, maybe a Cuban cigar. Now you could buy a Cuban cigar.
数钱数的手都累了，然后还抽上好的雪茄。
And then Jesus says,
然后耶稣就说
，This very night, your life will be demanded from you.
无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。
Do we know what that night would be for us?
我们知不知道这里说的今夜在我们的生命里面是哪一夜呢
？Could it be on the night that we are running towards that money trap?
是我们朝贪财的那个方向奔出去的那个晚上吗
？Yeah, I love this picture of the little boy and a little girl.
我特别喜欢这上面的这个一个小男孩一个小女孩这个图画。
The trap of covetousness.
我们很多时候我们要注意的其实是贪婪的网络。
I think a young boy is, you know, envying the big ice cream cone. That
我你看这个图画，你会发现这个小男孩其实是很羡慕旁边小女孩这个冰淇淋的，他眼睛一直盯着那里。
You know, you remember in Exodus 20, there are 10 commandments, right?
如果你去看十诫里面，你应该会有印象。
If I ask you which of those commandments is the mouse trap, which one would you say?
如果这十诫里面要挑一诫，它反映出了那个捕鼠夹这么一个比喻的话，你会选哪一节
I think the mouse trap is number 10.
我觉得会是第十节。
The last one.
最后那节。
Not being content.
最后那节讲的就是一个人不知足。
Wanting something that you don't need or don't belong to you.
贪恋他人的东西，贪恋不属于他不需要的东西。
Which famous king committed that?Error and fell into the trap.
哪个很著名的国王就是因为贪恋而犯下了这样的网罗
which king coveted his neighbor's wife?
哪个国王贪恋了他邻居的妻子
David,
大卫王
And what happened after that?
贪恋导致他做出了什么
He murdered.
他谋杀
He lied.
他撒谎
So covetousness.Is the mouse trap.
所以贪恋也是一个网罗。
It leads you to other sins.
它会带你去到其他的罪行里面。
Including not being godly.
包括不敬虔。
So Paul says, it's interesting when he says there is a purpose for the law.
所以保罗后来他提到他说律法有一个目的
and that's where we feel sin
那就是在当中
and of all the ten commandments that he could have mentioned he mentioned this one
他可以讲很多的戒律戒命他在这里但是他讲了这个戒命
You shall not covet.
他说到不可起贪心。
But sin, covetousness, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of covetous desire.
然而罪趁着机会，就借着诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我里头发动。
Law enables us to see the sin which is in us.
律法帮助我们看见了我们里面的罪。
So godliness is important.Along with contentment, they cannot be separated. They are like husband and wife.
所以敬虔和知足是一起的，他们就像丈夫和先丈夫和太太。
Like Eugene and Springfield.
就像我们的城市和 Springfield 的城市都是连着一起的。
Like soup and sandwich.
就像你吃三明治的时候，你一定要有汤。
You cannot have one without the other to be complete.
如果你想要完全的话，敬虔和知足是不可以单独的。
Godliness is imitating Christ, right?
如果你仔细的看，敬虔其实就是效法基督。
The way he lived，
他生活的方式。
The work he did，
他做的善功。
Now who is? You know, he when Paul says he's, you know, that's the great mystery, godliness. Then he follows with a old song, old hymn that says, Christ became man to save us. That's the mystery.
基督就是那伟大的奥秘，就像一个老的诗歌里面唱到了，他变成了人，来到我们中间。
It's achieved through spiritual exercises.
而且也是要透过属灵的操练。
And very importantly, it comes about not for.
最后，敬虔不是为了财富。
And this is interesting. I picked this verse to close not.Because not knowing what our children will be singing.
我选了这个经文来做我最后的总结。我其实并不知道之前小朋友们会唱那首歌跟这个很像。
It's exact same verse.
但是这里的他，我用的这个经文就跟刚刚唱的那个经文是一样的。
And my God, I'm content because my God will meet all my needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
在这里腓立比书四章十九节说到，我的神必叫他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使我们一切所需用的都充足。
So, the meaning of content.
所以知足的意思是什么？
In Christ, we have all that we need.
就是在基督里面，我们有了所有的所需的。
The importance of being content, not to be falling into the trap. That is the love of money. That's Satan's most ingenious trap.
知足的重要性就在于它提醒我们不要陷入贪财的网络里面，这是撒旦最天才的一个设计出来的网络。
The life of being content is doing good, which means in Greek, beautiful works.
知足的人生会促使我们去做出很好的善功。
So what is not contentment?
可是你知道知足不是什么吗？
It's not something that we have born with.Because even Paul says, I learned the secret of contentment. I have to learn it.
知足不是我们与生就有的。其实你像保罗刚刚都说了，这
是要
学习的。
Contentment is not related to circumstances.
它跟你的境况没关系的。
Contentment is not related to material possessions.
它也跟我们财务拥有多少没关系。
Contentment plus godliness equals great gain.
知足和敬虔等于大利。
So what is contentment?
那知足到底是什么呢？
As we prepare for the Lord's Supper,
我们等下就要一起用主餐。
I leave you with this thought.
我就把这句话留给大家。
Contentment is not what I have, but who has me.
知足不是我得了什么，乃是谁得了我。
Not what I have, but who has me.
不是我得了什么，乃是
谁得了我。Have you been captured by the love of Christ? Are you clinging to Him with your dear life?
你有没有得着基督的爱？你有没有紧紧地抱着他不放？
Judas was not content.
犹大他并没有满足。
He sold Lord Jesus for how much? 30 pieces of silver.
他把耶稣卖了，换取三十个银子。
What about us?
那我们今天呢？
How precious is the Lord Jesus to us?
耶稣对我们来说有多宝贵？
This morning I selected a song.
今天早上我选了一个诗歌。
And as we get ready for the communion,
在我们为圣餐做准备的时候，
And I have to let you know why I picked this song.
我想让大家知道为什么我选了这首诗歌。
And some of you may remember that Edison had an arrangement for this song during Good Friday.
我想如果你们圣诞节的那天来到我们教会的话，你记得 Edison 他当时有专门用这首歌做了一个小小的特别的演奏。
But for me, I learned this song for the first time as a teenager in Seattle.
但是我第一次学这首歌的时候是我还在十几岁的时候在西雅图。
I would say about 17 years before I became a Christian.
我第一次听这歌的时候，十七年之后，我就变成了一个基督徒。
Sung it in the school choir.
我是在学校的合唱团里面唱过这首歌的。
My choir director was a black man.
我当时合唱团的带领老师是一个黑人。
And that time, it was a very...You know, kind of an exciting but also a very tumultuous time of our, you know, the United States. That's the time of the civil rights movement.
如果你懂美国历史的话，你就知道在那个年代刚好也是白人跟黑人之间那个权益翻涌的一个年代。
Do you know that many of the civil rights leaders were pastors?
不知道大家知不知道，其实在当年这个权益运动的时候，有很多那些。倡导人都是牧师
especially African American pastors.
特别是很多牧师都是黑人牧师。
And I'm sure my choir director was a Christian. Now that I look back, I didn't know at the time.
我当时不知道，但是我现在很仔细的回想的话，我觉得我当时那个合唱团的带领老师，他应该是一个基督徒。
And I'm sure he selected this song for the choir to sing because this song gave him hope.
我觉得他当时选这首歌让我们大家唱的时候，他一定是在这首歌里面找到了盼望。
It asked that simple question.
他只问了一个很简单的问题。
Were you there?
你在那里吗？
So what I want to do is maybe there are four verses.
这首歌有四节。
So you will ask Edison to come up.
我会请 Edison 上来。
And as we sing this song,
我们唱这首歌的时候。
Ask ourselves that question.
我们自己问自己这个问题。
Was I there?
我们自己当时在不在那里？
Were we there?
我们当时在不在那里？
In a way, we have to answer yes to that question.
其实从某个层面来讲，我们对这个问题的回答是是的。
I was there when he was nailed to the tree.
当主被钉在十字架的时候，我们当时也的确是在那里的。
Because my sin was there.
因为我们的罪在那里。
And your sins were there.
我们每一个人的罪都在那里。
And that's the reason why Jesus was nailed to the cross.
也就是因为我们每一个人的罪，他才会被钉在十字架上。
But in the Gospel of Luke,
但在路加福音里面。
There were three people being crucified that day.
在耶稣被钉的那天有三个人。
There was Jesus.
一个是耶稣。
And a criminal on his left.
他左边有一个罪犯。
On his right.
他右边也有一个罪犯。
One criminal said to Jesus,
有一个罪犯说
if you are the Christ, why don't you save yourself and also save us?
如果你是基督的话，为什么你不救自己也把我们救了？
He mocked him.
他讥笑耶稣。
Even as he suffered.
就算他在受苦。
The other criminal said,
另外一个罪犯就说
We deserve to be crucified.
我们被钉是应得的。
But he said to Jesus,
但他对基督说
Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
等你去到乐园的时候，请你记得我。
And Jesus assured him,
耶稣就跟他说
You will be with me today.
你从今天开始就会与我在一起。
That's the difference. The song that I learned 17 years before I became a Christian.
这首歌是在我成为基督徒的17年前学的。
To me is God extending his immeasurable unbelievable grace to me.
对于我来说，这首歌就是神对我恩典的延展的邀请。
Is there anything that we cannot forgive one another for?
有什么东西是我们没有办法彼此饶恕的吗？
Is there anything that money can really buy that's important?
有什么东西是金钱我们要用金钱去买的那么重要的吗？
Paul said, I'm satisfied with just food and shelter and clothes on me.
保罗说只要有住的地方有衣有食我就满足。
So as Edison plays for us, let's just bow our head for a moment.
让我们低头自己默想。
Think about we being there with Jesus.
思考我们和耶稣都在那天他被钉的时候。
Thanking him for what he has done.
感谢他为我们所做的每一件事。
Being content with what he has given us.
学会为他给我们的所有东西而知足。
Father, we thank you for your grace, which is sufficient for us under all circumstances. And Lord, we thank you for indeed you are a God rich in mercy and grace, rich with the good news of the Lord Jesus, and rich in fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We are content in you, and we thank you from our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll ask our deacons' service to come up, please.
我们会请我们的服务执事上来。